Coach O'Brien for the Cadets, and I guess first of all, what about the weather this week? How has that altered practice plans? These teams have all been through it before to be playing at this time of year, but snow and cold, and how have you guys adjusted, Coach?
Well, you know what? We got maybe an inch and a half or so on Wednesday, and most of it kind of melted off our turf a little bit, so we went ahead and went outside. There was a little bit of ice on the field. But you know what? We may have to play in that on Saturday, although I think it may be a little bit warmer Saturday. But we did go ahead and go outside. We didn't have any other options. So we were able to get through it, and we shortened practice a bit, but it's all okay.
I don't know if it's fair to call this game a rematch because teams change, players graduate. We know Owatonna is different with regard to that. How about St. Thomas Academy compared to last year? How different is this season's team?
Well, it's interesting because I think both of us graduated some pretty good players last year. Certainly we did. And of course, Jason Williamson is now over at the University of Minnesota, which I'm thankful for that. But, yeah, both of us are different. I think you see Owatonna throwing the ball a little bit more. At least that's what we see on film. And for us, we still run the ball a little bit. But I think, you know, we've changed things up on defense a little bit. And there's some new kids that will step up, and I think it should be hopefully a good matchup for both of us on Saturday.
Statistics seem to show a reliance on the run maybe by the Cadets. What do you think it'll take to get that run game going, and how much do you think you'll have to mix in pass?
Well, I think this. I think you always have to have a decent balance of both, and last year we struggled with that. I think that Owatonna played really well up front, and we expect the same thing out of this year, and I think that's where we'll try to make some improvements in our game this year. Is I think on the offensive line and the defensive line, we'll have to play better than what we did last year when we faced them in the state championship game. So I think that'll be the telltale sign. We don't have a running back like Brendan McFadden. We have his younger brother, Danny, who's a completely different style back. So we'll try to get him in space a little bit and hopefully be able to make some things happen with our run game. And when the run game opens up, that helps your pass game as well.
And you mentioned how Owatonna is throwing the ball more this season than they did last season. Defensively, what has been the calling card for St. Thomas Academy, and what do you think it will take to slow down the Huskies?
Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, first and foremost for me, my defensive philosophy has always been to stop the run. And when you stop the run, obviously you force them to pass. And that may play into Owatonna's hands a little bit with the four receivers that Owatonna has. They have four very good receivers. We haven't seen four receiving core as good as what theirs is. But that's what we'll always try to do. We'll try to stop the run first, and then we'll try to do our best to cover them on the back end when it comes time to throw.
Coach, I appreciate your time. Good luck in the quarterfinal game against the Huskies.
Thanks, Roy. Have a great day.
All right, you as well. Coach O'Brien.